Scotland has 2 days to decide whether to stay in the United Kingdom or leave for good. Yesterday, thousands of people supported a last-minute rally in central London, where celebrity campaigners urged voters in Scotland to remain part of the United Kingdom. Bob Geldof flew in from America for the rally and told the crowds that all of the UK was disillusioned with Parliament and Scotland needed to stay to help resolve the issue.
And what a construct this thing is, because Scotland is a feeling. England is a feeling. Wales is a feeling. Ireland a feeling. But the United Kingdom is one of the greatest ideas ever invented for the modern age.
British Prime Minister David Cameron made an impassioned speech at a televised gathering in Aberdeen. He promised that if the Scots reject independence, they will immediately get new powers for their existing Scottish government, including major new powers over tax, spending and welfare services.
We want you to stay. Head, heart and soul, we want you to stay. I won't be here forever. If you don't like this government, it won't last forever. But if you leave the United Kingdom, that will be forever.
Also yesterday, Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond, who was urging a yes vote, met with pro-independence business leaders in Edinburgh.
That these Scottish businesses with substantial confidence in the prospects for an independent Scotland. They see the future as creating a more prosperous economy, but also see the importance of holding society together and creating a more just society, and rightly and properly, because as I said, this is the land of Adam Smith, and it was Adam Smith, the founder of economics, but also a moral philosopher who said that no society can be truly happy if a great part of its people are poor and miserable. So it's that social dimension, that the generation of wealth, but also looking to create a fairer society, which is the mark of the almost 3,000 businesses, large and small in Scotland, business people, who've rallied to the Business for Scotland banner.
That's Alex Salmond. Let's speak to our correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's in Scotland. Paul, the front page of the Daily Record newspaper in Scotland this morning, The Vow, signed by David Cameron, Ed Miliband and Nick Clegg. What are they promising?
Well, what they're promising are extensive new powers for the Scottish Parliament, which will be delivered over a period of time. And what they seem to be trying to emphasise is that Scotland is going to get extra devolution. It's going to have extra powers to be able to deal with issues here in Scotland, while at the same time they remain inside the United Kingdom, and that's going to give them security, that's going to give them stability, that's going to give them the strength. And what they're trying to argue is that you want more control over your affairs, well, we're going to legislate for that, but don't leave the United Kingdom, because then you're on your own, and if you do vote and you do vote to leave, there's no coming back.
So this late in the day, they're offering a third way, essentially. Will it be enough to sway the vote?
Well, that's unclear, and the no's are the yes side, those who are voting in favour of independence and hoping others will join them, are saying, well, it's still unclear exactly what these powers are going to be. They say it still has to be handed over by a vote in Westminster, and they say Scottish people are effectively crossing their fingers, waiting for crumbs to be dispatched from the table. And they say, why was this promise not made months ago, at the beginning of the campaign, so that Scottish people would know exactly what powers they're going to get and be able to decide therefore whether this was enough? And what they're trying to raise on the yes side effectively is to say, this is uncertain, you've never been able to trust London before, don't trust them now, this is effectively a phantom, this is a promise which is never going to be delivered. And that does have some power, that's a powerful message, but just exactly who's going to believe what the leaders say is unclear. That's going to be decided in less than 48 hours, that's when the polls open.
Paul, you're there. What are people saying? Have they made up their minds, or is this 48 hours enough time to change enough minds to change a vote one way or another?
When I have met people on the streets and been travelling in Edinburgh and Glasgow and Hamilton, you meet two groups of people. One, those who are absolutely convinced as to how they're going to vote, either yes for independence or no, that they're better off staying inside the union. And then there are the others who just don't want to talk, who don't want to say what way they're going to go, who describe themselves as either undecided or just simply don't want to disclose it. In the closing days, it has become slightly embittered. There is accusations of bullying on both sides, and I think there is a large number of people who simply haven't expressed themselves yet. We do have polls. Many of those polls are internet polls, so you're not talking to a person. You're effectively filling in secret in some ways, replicating what's going to happen in the ballot box. And those poll of polls, when you aggregate them all, are still saying it's 51 to 49%. We simply don't know. It's too close to call.
Paul Cunningham in Scotland, thank you. It's 8:25.